Solstice Magic by Eriador 117, read by Star Duchess. Harry pushed the sheet down to the bottom of the bed, but it did little to cool him. His pillow and bedclothes were soaked with sweat. He lifted his wand and cast another cooling charm, but they weren't working any longer. Even his magic didn't know how to cope with the unexpected heat wave. You'd think a Scottish castle would be one of the coolest places to be, but for the past 2 weeks the heat was almost unbearable. Harry sat up, cast cleaning charms on his pillows and sheets, before lying down again to try and get some sleep, but a few seconds later he was as uncomfortable as ever. There was no way he was going to be able to sleep unless he could cool down first. It was even too hot to wank, his preferred method of relaxing before sleep. Harry climbed out of bed, not even bothering with slippers, and made his way over to the open window. Hardly a breath of air rustled the trees on the grounds. There was just more stifling heat outside. A full moon hung low in the sky, its reflection rippled in the lake. The lake? Surely the lake couldn't be warm. It was so deep that the sun didn't even reach parts of it. Harry could have a swim, cool down, maybe even masturbate when he was finished. He had never done it outdoors before, but he had to admit the thought excited him. There was a first time for everything, wasn't there? It was past 2 in the morning. There was unlikely to be anyone else about at this hour. Harry certainly wouldn't have contemplated doing anything so shocking if there was a chance that any students were about, but they were all gone for the summer. Only Harry, Snape, Professor McGonagall, Madame Pomfrey, and the house elves were in residence at the moment. Harry pulled on a pair of shorts, not even bothering with underwear or shoes, when he'd be going skinny-dipping soon anyway. He tucked his wand into the back pocket of his shorts before mounting his broom and flying out through the open window. It was glorious. Cool air rushed past him as he flew down towards the lake at speeds that would make most professional Quidditch players quail. But Harry knew how much he could trust his broom and his own control of it. He'd had a few offers from Quidditch teams over the years since he'd finished school. He enjoyed Quidditch, but felt that playing it professionally would mean the game he played for fun would become anything but if it was his job. There'd been plenty of other offers, too, including Aura Academy and an ingredient hunter for Slug and Jigger's apothecary. How anyone thought that Harry would be interested in traveling the world searching for rare plants for potions amused him. In the end, that position went to Neville, who was much more suited in Harry's opinion. Every month seemed to bring another offer from the Aura Academy. They didn't seem to want to take no for an answer. After defeating Voldemort, destroying a life had taken a toll on Harry, even if Voldemort was hardly human any longer, and he knew that becoming an Auror was no longer an option. He didn't want to go chasing down dark wizards and petty criminals like Mundungus Fletcher, and maybe even to have to kill again as part of his job. No, that wasn't for him. No, Harry had wanted to do something different, something that would help people, not harm them. So after a few restless months after he'd first left Hogwarts, he'd returned to seek a healing apprenticeship under Madame Pomfrey. In 2 more years, Harry would have gained his mastership as a fully trained healer and could work wherever he wished. Harry wondered if it was a coincidence that Madame Pomfrey was retiring at the same time that Harry gained his healer's credentials. He smiled as his toes skimmed the ground at the edge of the lake. Madame Pomfrey knew how much he loved Hogwarts. Hogwarts had been his first real home, and although there were some bad memories, particularly of that last battle, they were far outweighed by the pleasant ones. There was another reason Harry wanted to stay at Hogwarts, the proximity of a certain potions master. His crush on the Half-Blood Prince had never really gone away. It had deepened into something more after Harry had viewed the man's memories and got to know him as a colleague, where the potions department and the staff on the medical wing worked closely together. It was just a pity Snape didn't want to see him as anything more, for all Harry's overtures had been rebuffed. Politely, but still, all Harry's offers of drinks in Hogsmeade or dinner at the Three Broomsticks had all been turned down. Harry shook his head. Well, he may not have the potions, Master, but there was nothing to say he couldn't enjoy a fantasy or two, was there? Although Harry did wonder what Snape would make of the fact that his fantasies and dreams were filled with a certain tall, dark-eyed and dark-haired professor. Well, it wasn't as if Snape was going to know, was it? Harry grinned as he landed his broom, chucked his shorts, and ran naked into the lake, whooping as he did so. Severus stretched, trying to get the kinks out of his back and shoulders. He had been hunched over the large growth of moonflowers in the Forbidden Forest for the past few hours, trying to harvest as much of the plant as he could before the moon went down. It was at its most potent when harvested during the light of a full moon. He had enough petals, stems, leaves, and roots to last for years, if he was careful with their storage and handling. Severus was always careful with his ingredients. He sat back on his heels and gathered up his tools, supplies, and the basket of moonflowers. Not bad for a night's work, even if the air was so thick with heat it was like breathing treacle. Severus stood up and cast another cooling charm, but his wand just sputtered out a few sparks, the charm no longer working. He'd been using cooling charms so often during the past fortnight that they had lost their potency. Severus had never known Scotland to be so hot. Even the dungeons were akin to an oven lately. Severus shrank his harvesting tools and put them in his robe pocket, but he placed the basket of moonflowers over his arm. They didn't work too well if they'd been shrunk. As Severus reached the edge of the trees, he could see the lake, and something he was sure must have been a hallucination. For there, standing waist-deep in the lake, was Harry Potter, and he was naked from what Severus could see. His arms were upraised towards the moon as if an offering, and his skin shone almost pearlescent in the moonlight. Water trickled from Harry's fingers to run down his chest and stomach. He was like a water nymph. He seemed so at one with the lake. Severus could do little but stare and wonder at the scene his subconscious had come up with this time. This was not the first time Severus had fantasied about seeing a naked Harry Potter, and he was no stranger to wet dreams involving him either, but this was a different type of wet altogether. Severus had to admit that the scene was having an effect. His trousers were tightening round his groin. "Why don't you join me, Professor?" Potter's voice called in the semi-darkness. Not a dream, then, but a very real and very naked Potter, not far from him at all. Severus had long since given up upon wondering at Potter's seemingly supernatural ability to know whenever he was nearby, even when Severus was sure he was hidden. "The water's lovely and cool." Oh, it was tempting to join Potter in the cool darkness of the lake, more than tempting. But Severus knew that as soon as he stepped into the water, he would be tempted to do much more than swim. Did Potter know how provocative he looked standing there naked in the moonlight, with water cascading down his body? "I promise not to look," Potter said, grinning. "Ah, but what if I want you to look?" Severus responded with a grin of his own. "Then that's even better, isn't it?" Severus could hardly believe his luck. Potter wanted him? Wanted him like that? Suddenly all of Potter's invitations to dinner or for a drink in the village took on a whole new meaning. Severus had thought it was just Potter being polite and trying to relate to him as a colleague rather than as a teacher. Severus began unbuttoning his loose cotton robe. "I am somewhat scarred," Severus said, "and not in the first flush of youth." "We all have scars, Severus," said Potter, sounding a little sad. Severus knew that was all too true, and in Potter's case, a lot of them weren't even physical. "This is the first time I've undressed in front of anyone for years," Severus said softly. "I don't want you to be disappointed by what you see." "Nothing about you could ever make me disappointed in you, Severus. How about if I undress you? Would that make it easier?" "Perhaps," Severus agreed, feeling even more excited at having Harry's hands on his body. Harry grinned and waded to the shore, and as he got closer, Severus realized that Harry had indeed been naked in the water. Severus's eyes glanced down to see the good-sized cock and trimmed triangle of pubic hair it nestled in. The rest of Harry's chest and his legs were smooth. Harry noticed him looking. I use a shaving spell. I like to be smooth, but having a bare cot felt a bit weird, so I just keep some hair there now. Severus chuckled.
It looks very tidy, Severus said.
Harry laughed, too. No one's ever called it tidy before. I like that. By now, Harry was close enough that the two of them could kiss if they wanted to. Severus did want to. He wanted to kiss Harry Potter with every fiber of his being. But Severus wasn't used to getting what he wanted. Maybe all of this was an hallucination brought on by excess heat, although Severus's fantasies were never as detailed as this.
"You're overthinking things," said Harry as he closed the gap between them and pressed his lips softly against Severus's own.
"We're two adults. We both want this, don't we?" Harry bit his bottom lip, unsure now of his welcome, and Severus could have kicked himself. Instead of answering, he grabbed Harry's waist and pulled that naked, wet body flush with his own before devouring Harry's mouth in a heated kiss. They kissed for a few moments more before they pulled apart, gasping.
"Does that answer your question, Potter?"
"Yes, and call me Harry. You still have too many clothes on." Harry hurried through the unbuttoning of Severus's robe and the shirt underneath, but he gaped in surprise when he discovered Severus wore neither trousers nor underwear underneath his summer robe. Severus blushed.
"It was too hot to wear trousers and underwear."
"Hot, yes, I agree," said Harry as he gave Severus's cock a slow stroke from base to the head of his shaft, his eyes never leaving Severus's face. Harry's hands were wet and cool with the water, and the sensation was delightful on Severus's heated skin. Severus grunted and pushed his hips forward, trying to get more of that delicious friction on his cock. Harry stroked him for a few minutes more, before sinking to his knees and licking his lips. Severus's cock jerked, and Severus wondered if Harry was really thinking of putting his mouth there. His heart thundered in his ears as he anticipated how it would feel.
"God, you have a wonderful cock," said Harry, leaning over and licking a drop of precum from the slit.
"No one's ever done that to me before,"
Severus said softly, knowing instinctively that Harry wouldn't laugh. Severus had had his fair share of sexual encounters, but not one of his previous paramours had wanted to do this for him. Oh, they were all keen to have had their cocks sucked, or to fuck and be fucked, but not one of them had ever wanted to give Severus a blowjob. It was something he'd always fantasized about, and now one of his fantasies was about to come true. Harry glanced up, his eyes glowing in the moonlight.
"No? I've never done it to anyone before either, so this will be a first time for both of us, won't it?"
"You don't have to do it if you don't want to," Severus said softly, trying to hide the disappointment he felt.
He had no idea of Harry's level of sexual experience, and he didn't want to force the young man to do anything he didn't want.
"Oh, but I do want to," Harry said, blowing a soft breath along Severus's shaft.
Severus couldn't stop the groan or the forward thrust of his hips. They have no idea what they were missing out on. Your cock deserves to be worshipped. After that, there wasn't much talking, for Harry's mouth was full and Severus had lost the ability to form coherent sentences. He'd dreamed and fantasized about having his cock sucked for years, but nothing could prepare him for the reality of it. The wet warmth of Harry's mouth, the way his cock was enclosed on all sides, the little moans of appreciation as Harry did his best to draw Severus's soul out through his cock. Severus watched in awe as his cock slid in and out of Harry's plump lips, the way Harry's hips pumped empty air, his cock jutting up vertically from his groin. Severus was enjoying his first ever blowjob, but more than that, Harry was enjoying it too. Severus tangled his hands in Harry's damp curls, trying not to thrust, trying not to fuck Harry's mouth, but oh, Merlin, how he wanted to. He wanted to feel his cock slide down Harry's throat. Harry had about half of Severus's cock in his mouth, using one hand to fondle his balls and the other to slide along Severus's shaft. Severus's whole body was clenched tight. He felt like a tightly coiled spring about to snap.
It wouldn't take much to release the orgasm that had been building, but he didn't want to do that to Harry for his first time.
"Harry," he whispered, tugging Harry's head away from his groin.
Harry let Severus's cock go and looked up at him.
"I'm sorry, wasn't it any good?"
"No, no, not that. It was wonderful, Harry. So wonderful that I almost came then. I didn't want to make you swallow if you're not used to it."
"Oh, right. So what would you like?"
"I'd like to fuck you," Severus said hoarsely, his cock twitching in desire at the thought.
Harry's smile was brighter than the moon.
"Oh, fuck yes, please," Harry gasped, standing up to kiss him once more, thrusting his tongue into Severus's waiting mouth, his cock pressing against Severus's thigh. There was no doubt in Severus's mind that Harry wanted this as much as he. Eager though Harry was, Severus had to ask. Reluctantly, he pulled his lips away from Harry's. Harry's eyes were glazed with lust, and he smiled up at Severus like a mock-headed puppy.
"Harry, have you done this before?"
"Not exactly."
"What do you mean?"
"Well, I've never really been with anyone before, you know, but I've stretched myself with fingers and toys. I want this. I want you, Severus. Please don't deny me just because I'm a virgin."
God, Harry had no idea, did he? To know that Harry had never known another's intimate touch didn't put Severus off in the least. It made him even more determined to make Harry his. For Severus knew that Harry, once tasted, was a feast he wanted to devour again and again.
"I will ask you once if you're sure, Harry, but that is all. I won't deny you if this is what you truly want."
"It is, Severus, it is. You don't know how many nights I lay in bed pleasuring myself thinking of you, imagining it was your cock breaching me rather than my fingers or a toy. I want it, Severus, I want it."
"Shall we adjourn to the castle?" Severus asked, hoping Harry would say no. There was something liberating about being naked outdoors, without the protection of his robes and his dungeons.
"No, here, Severus. It's the summer solstice. We can have our own celebration out here, can't we?"
"Well, we've already got the virgin sacrifice, haven't we?" Severus chuckled, delighted when Harry joined him.
"Yeah, we do, don't we?"
Harry waved his hand to conjure a picnic blanket, pillows, and lanterns, and Severus also felt the shimmer of a cushioning charm. He'd done everything wordlessly and silently, and Severus was in awe. Severus had always been drawn to power, and tonight was no exception. Severus sank down onto the blanket and reached up to grab Harry's hand, tugging the young man down on his lap. Harry squirmed and giggled as Severus began caressing Harry's sides. His imp was ticklish. Severus filed that thought away for future reference. He pressed his mouth hard against Harry's, getting them both hot and bothered again, wanting Harry as aroused as possible. Harry groaned, his toes curling as he lost himself in Severus's kisses. God, the man knew how to kiss. Just the right pressure and when to apply it. Little pecks and nips, too, making Harry's head swim and his cock twitch and jerk with arousal. Soon Harry couldn't keep still, his hips thrusting empty air, but Severus took pity on him and grasped Harry's cock in his fist, stroking so slowly, up and down, up and down. It wasn't nearly enough, and Harry grunted in frustration, trying to arch his hips faster and faster, but Severus denied him again and again. "I want you begging for it," Severus whispered against Harry's lips.
"You have to ask for what you want, Harry."
"Your cock," Harry nearly shouted. "Fuck me, Severus, please. Oh, please."
"On your hands and knees," Severus commanded. There was no doubt in Harry's mind that it was indeed a command. He scrambled down from Severus's lap and got into position. Harry knelt there, feeling so exposed with his arse in the air like that. Harry blushed and lowered his head, seeing his cock hard and leaking pre-cum onto the blanket. It seemed a while before Harry felt Severus's hands caress each buttock, skimming down Harry's thighs into the back of his knees.
"So smooth," Severus said. "I like it."
A few moments later, Harry felt the tip of Severus's wand at his entrance, and after a whispered spell, Harry was slick and wide open back there.
"Oh, oh."
Harry moaned and wriggled, never having felt anything like it before. His cock was so hard. He wanted to stroke it, but he was afraid that if he lifted either hand, he would fall flat on his face. Severus began stretching him with two fingers first. Harry was so slick and open that they both slid in easily, and he didn't feel any pain.
"All right," Severus asked, close to his ear.
I feel strange," Harry said.
"Am I hurting you?"
"No, no. I need more. I want to feel so full."
"Do you now? I think I can oblige you there."
Severus added another finger, then another into Harry's eagerly grasping hole. Having four fingers up there did hurt a bit. It was quite a stretch, but it was a good pain. There was pleasure, too, especially when Severus crooked his fingers just so and touched Harry's prostate. Harry's body began to rock backwards and forwards, impaling himself on those same fingers. Severus removed his fingers, and Harry whined in disappointment.
"Please, Severus." "Don't worry, Harry. I'm going to fuck you now. I want to see you. Turn around and sit on my lap. Slide down on my cock. You'll be able to control the angle that way."
Harry turned to see Severus sitting cross-legged on the blanket. Severus's cock was standing vertically. It was almost purple with arousal, and pre-cum was dripping copiously from the tip. Harry licked his lips, remembering that wonderful taste, and he couldn't stop himself from kneeling down and stealing a quick lick, glancing up at Severus from beneath his glasses as he did so.
"If you keep doing that, I won't be able to fuck you tonight."
Harry let Severus's cock go, wonderful though the taste was. He wasn't going to deny the chance of being fucked tonight. "Sorry, you just taste so good." Harry stood up once more, with his legs either side of Severus's thighs, before hunkering down. His arse still felt so slick with the lubrication spell and wide open after the stretch of four fingers. Harry slid his body down until his arse was lined up with Severus's cock. Severus held Harry's hips, just to steady him, not to control anything. He left that up to Harry, and Harry loved him for it. He needed to do this at his own pace. Inch by inch, Harry lowered his arse under Severus's cock, just a little bit at a time. "It hurts a bit," Harry said, but not as much as he had been expecting. He guessed the stretching and spells had helped a lot.
"It does a little at first," Severus said. "It gets better. Relax your muscles a bit. Breathe through it. That's it. That's it."
Harry obeyed and felt his anal muscles relax and loosen to allow Severus's cock all the way in. Now Harry was sitting on Severus's lap, Severus's cock inside him. He grunted at the stretch and grabbed hold of Severus's shoulders for balance. Harry stayed still for a few moments, trying to get used to the burning and stretching in his arse. No toy or fingers could ever prepare him for the reality of actually having Severus's cock up there. For a start, it was a lot warmer than Harry's toys had been, and Harry could feel every ridge and bump of Severus's cock in his tight channel.
"Oh, God," Harry moaned. "You feel amazing inside me." "That's the idea, Harry."
Severus grinned up at him, and he lifted Harry's hips up so that Severus's cock slid out halfway. Then Severus brought Harry's hips down again. Harry keened at the slide of Severus's cock in and out his arse. Harry's cock had wilted somewhat at the initial penetration, but with every downward and upward slide, Severus's cock brushed against his prostate, and Harry felt his arousal spike once more. Soon, Harry was almost bouncing on Severus's lap as he rocked down and Severus rocked up, sweating heavily both with the heat and with their exertions. Harry wondered vaguely if you could get heatstroke at night, but soon he forgot everything besides the pleasure Severus was giving him. Harry's cock was trapped between their abdomens, pre-cum and sweat, making it glide easily and giving Harry some much-needed pressure, for he knew he couldn't move his hands from Severus's shoulders or he'd fall.
"Merlin, Harry, you're so perfect, so tight for me," Severus said hoarsely as his thrust sped up.
Both of them were grunting and groaning now, both of them striving for the peak together. Harry's hair was plastered to his forehead with sweat, and he could feel more perspiration trickling down his back. All too soon he felt the delicious ache coiling low down in his belly and balls, but he didn't want this bliss to end.
"Severus," he wailed in desperation, "I'm gonna come. Fuck, I can't hold it."
"Yes," Severus hissed, his fingers gripping hard on Harry's hips. "Come for me, Harry. Come for me."
Harry threw his head back and howled in ecstasy as his climax roared through him. His cock spurted ropes of pearly cum between them, splattering their chests, some even reaching to their chins. Harry felt his buttocks and thighs clenching, squeezing every last bit of pleasure from his cock as he came and came, feeling the world graying around the edges. Dimly he heard Severus's roar as he found his own completion. Harry's whole body trembled with aftershocks, and he grinned at Severus, who had a dazed look on his face.
"Wow, oh wow," Harry said. "I've never felt anything like that in my life."
"Nor I," Severus admitted with a small smile.
Overhead there was a loud clap of thunder, and lightning zigzagged across the sky. A few moments later the heavens opened, and they were deluged with the first rain for weeks. Harry laughed and held his head up to the sky, reveling in the cooling rain.
"Maybe you are a water nymph," Severus said, slipping his now soft cock out of Harry's arse and settling Harry back on his lap.
Severus had come so much that some of it was dribbling back down from Harry's arse onto Severus's lap. Harry squirmed a bit. His arse felt weird, really open and squelchy and a little bit painful. He glanced down at Severus again.
"What?" asked Harry.
"When I first saw you in the water, I thought you looked like a water nymph. And now we've had the first rain for weeks."
"Maybe Mother Nature was just pleased with our sacrifice," said Harry. "Solstice magic."
"Maybe,"
Severus agreed, leaning up to kiss him, his fingers trailing along Harry's hip bone.
"Are you sore?"
"A little," Harry admitted. "I don't think I'm up to another bout quite yet. So how about you come to dinner with me to Hogsmeade now? Are you free tomorrow night?"
"I am. All those other invitations, you were asking me on a date?"
"Of course. What did you think I was asking you for?"
"I thought you were just being polite."
"Severus, it's me. I'm like a bull in a china shop. When have you ever known me to do something just because it's polite? I wanted to go out with you. I still do."
"Then I accept your gracious invitation."
"Thank you." Harry chuckled and kissed Severus's nose. "You do realize that most people have the date before the sex."
"Normal's overrated. And anyway, I've never actually been on a date before, so I wouldn't know that," said Severus.
Harry gaped at him. "You've never been on a date? But you were so forceful. You seemed to know what you were doing."
"I wasn't a virgin. I've had sex. I've just never been on a date."
"Well, we'll soon remedy that," said Harry, leaning over to kiss him again. "After all, there's a first time for everything."
The end.
This has been Solstice Magic by Eriador 117 and read by Star Duchess. This fic was written for the First Time for Everything Fest in 2013 at Snape Potter and was recorded for HP Podfic Fest 2015. Thank you for listening. Sexy, free, and single, I'm ready to bingo.